back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba.
There you go. As we're saying with our intensive voices. If you have questions for us or our guests, you can always reach us. We're easy to track down. Reba, you can always be reached at info@teamreba.com or you're
on Twitter.
In fact,
you can get most of my team there, yeah.
Team Reba on Facebook. You're all over the place. Just look up
Team Reba. And just Google me. I'll be everywhere.
Yeah. And me too. You can track me down at Eric@ericismybanker.com. That's E-R-I-C.
Yes.
I'm also on Twitter, Eric is my banker.
Yep.
And I'm on Facebook too, I think, if you probably tracked me down.
Yeah. Well, while we're doing this show, we're doing Facebook Live. So, you know, there's all kinds of fun stuff that goes on. And then we go out into social media. And, of course, we record all these shows. And then we post them on Fridays. So,
well, you know, and every person's situation is different and unique and a story problem. And a lot of the times it helps to talk with an expert to sort of figure out, hey, what works best for my situation and my goals and my needs and my problems. And
yeah,
it's always
something
different for every person. So we actually really kind of love brainstorming, putting our heads together and trying getting those situations figured out.
No, absolutely. Well, it sounds like if somebody goes to this Northwest Green Home Tour, they get an opportunity to get access to some experts and talk about their situations and what they're trying to accomplish.
Some very green brains here.
Yeah.
So, and again, we have Laura Elfline.
That sounds kind of foul, actually, but
Laura
sure.
Elfline with Mighty House Construction. And then we have Cameron Reith on the phone also with Green Home Solutions. Cameron, what's the coolest product in your store right now?
Oh, tough call. I think the coolest product is one of our newer products. It would have to be, we have our own line of shosugiban, if you've ever heard
of that.
I'm
sorry, what?
Delicious. Wait, now what is it?
Shosugiban. It is a Japanese technique of burning wood, so commonly used for exterior siding. We also do it for interior paneling as well, but
It is
wood that has been burnt.
Okay.
And so,
what's the point of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it helps preserve the wood. If you could imagine a charred piece of wood in your fire and pouring water on it and watch that water bead right
off. Beads off.
Oh, so it's rather than having some chemical on it, this helps in a different format?
For crying out loud.
Absolutely.
That's
that char.
Super
They've been
cool.
doing this for thousands of years in Japan and here we are. It's very popular with architects right now and designers, and we're lucky enough to have our own version of it being made right here in Washington. A very vertically integrated product that is coming off of Blakely Island up in the San Juans.
Nice.
So it's all FSC
locally
certified.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that.
Really
that sounds really cool.
It does
and
sound really
no
cool.
No painting
all right.
needed. And
okay.
So it's
yeah.
Like
all right.
Maintain.
That's
I love
that's
that.
Awesome.
I'm totally about the low maintenance.
Yeah. So now, and Laura, something caught my eye on your website is some of these heating systems, Cove heating and radiant ceiling heating. I think I saw radiant heating ceiling heating in like a hot yoga studio and I about died. But what is it in your store? What is it?
Yeah, infrared is what it starts with. So it's infrared radiant heat, which is different than just sort of heating up an object and letting it radiate out. It's heating all the objects in the room. It's actually changing the surface temperature so your room stays longer. You're warmer at lower temperatures than you otherwise would be. It's a really effective and efficient heat source, both for whole house and for supplemental heat.
So how does that work? This like are you like putting infrared just on? Like how does it get to that surface?
Infrared acts a lot like light does,
right?
And so it's radiating down from the surface and hitting all the objects in the room, just like light reflects off objects.
Okay.
So,
just like you have an ambient temperature,
heat,
like
yeah.
if your car is sitting on the sun,
yeah.
it's building up this heat source on it because but it's doing this in a different way.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And then those objects get warm and they radiate heat off of them and that heats the air.
My cats would love this.
Yeah, I do find my cat sleeping on my bed under the radiant ceiling panel quite often.
I bet. I would never get them to move again if I found a localized spot for them. Okay.
Yeah.
And how affordable are some of these types of solutions?
You know, it's all, I would say whole house solutions, whether you're doing infrared or a furnace system, which people are really accustomed to, are relatively the same price.
Okay.
But you're going to spend a lot less on your energy over time. It's a zonal heat system, so each room has its own thermostat, and you can keep temperatures as you want them. So if you have your in-laws coming to town from the desert and they want to live at 78 degrees every night, you don't have to.
Right.
You can still keep the rest of the house comfortable.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Now, do you work closely also with Cameron? I know you're working together on the Northwest Green Home Tour.
Absolutely. So my other business, Mighty House Construction, we do a lot of work with Green Home Solutions. They have, we can trust them to have good products that they've really highly vetted and that aren't going to be toxic and work well too. You know, they both come from he and his brother have a building background, so they can test out the products from that standpoint. If I was building with this product still, would I want to?
Got it.
And not just bring it into their store because it says it's green.
Right.
They do a lot of vetting there, so we really can trust their products.
Well, because I have experienced that personally where you think you're using a product that you're doing a good thing because it's green, and it turns out that maybe it is, but it just doesn't last,
right,
or it's not a high quality. And so there's a real risk of making that type of mistake, or buying it for the right reasons, but ending up with the wrong type of a product.
Yep.
So you're vetting those sort of things as part of your practice.
Yeah. I mean, we look for experts in the field. And so a lot of our designers have a lot of expertise on toxics and non-toxic solutions and what's going to work well. We look to Green Home Solutions and some of our other suppliers for vetting that detail and trying things out, and that we've used them long enough that we know that their products are solid and that we can trust that.
So Cameron, I have to ask, do you guys have like a lab of some sort at your location? Like, how do you do that?
No labs, but we do rely on vetting our manufacturers, right?
Okay, so you go to their facilities and do that?
Absolutely. Well, the nice thing about materials these days is you really do have to have MSDS sheets, material safety data sheets, and declare most of your ingredients. There are other...
Better than most of our food.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, but kind of a really good comparison, right? So it can be a bit of a rabbit hole, and that's what we constantly do. We're still learning about products and trying to find new products, and there's a lot going on, but that's our goal, is to bring a lot of these alternatives to people and let them know that there are good options, and also to make them affordable and not just have them be a more expensive green thing.
Right.
And Cameron, if someone wants to explore your store, do you have a location or an email or a website address that you can give out?
We do, yeah. We're on 1210 West Nickerson Street, just off of the south end of the Ballard Bridge.
Ballard, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a big big showroom here, warehouse. We manufacture cabinetry as well.
Okay.
And
are you open 7 days a week, or what kind of?
We are 6 days.
Okay.
Closed on Sundays, open 9 to 6 weekdays.
I might have to make a trip.
Yeah, 10 to 4 Saturday. And our website is ghsproducts.com.
Awesome.
Except on the Green Home Tour, they'll be open both Saturday and Sunday.
True. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
So ghsproducts.com. All right. Found you. Okay. And that's excellent. And then also, Laura, how can people look up your sites? You have two sites, right?
I have two sites.
Okay.
I have mightyhouseconstruction.com, all spelled out, long, but it's easy. And then
it's a great website. I'm on it.
Mightyenergy.net is for Mighty Energy Solutions, where you can learn all about infrared heating solutions.
That I need to find for my cats.
Yeah, that's really intriguing. I was looking in these.
Actually, I do have a master bedroom that the heat source got cut off, and I've been using like one of those little oil like portable things. Mm-hmm. This might actually be a perfect solution for me, because I've been like trying to find something new. So, okay, exactly. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. I just emailed Laura this week. I need some of those heaters myself.
Yeah, yeah. Sweetness. Okay.
They're very intriguing looking. Yeah, especially I see like Cove heating and all of that. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
We're really glad that both of you could join us today, and especially our listeners, if you want to get ideas and learn more about this, really check out the Northwest Green Home Tour. And tell us that website again, Laura.
It's nwgreenhometour.org. All the sites are open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on April 28th and 29th. Do check out where your sites are and what days your sites, interested sites, are open.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today and giving us your valuable time. We hope a ton of our listeners will come and check out the
tour.
And if you want to hear more, we'll do a follow-up, and we'll be here next Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on Open House with Team Reba.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.